2CH 1170, Sunday night, open line.
20 minutes past 10, 1300, 13, 1170. Dominic Steele here this evening. If you'd like to give us a call and join the conversation, that'd be great. Now, picking up on our interview from a moment ago with Dr. David Pettit and the book that he's written on Samuel Marsden, that book is actually going to be launched by our next guest on Sunday, the 18th of September, at 2 o'clock at Parramatta. Dr. Peter Jensen will be doing that launch. He's the former Anglican Archbishop of Sydney, and he's on the line. Good evening, Dr. Jensen.
Good evening, Dominic, and hello to all your listeners.
Thanks for talking to us. Look, I want to talk to you tonight about some things we touched on a moment ago with David Pettit, the treasures locked away in the Moore College Library in Newtown. But, look, just before we do that... Before the news, we were talking with Andrew Barry about the difficult journey that he and his family have been on with the cancer diagnosis for 16-year-old Nathan. But I'm not quite sure how to say this, but you're actually Nathan's, is it granduncle? He's the grandson of your brother.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
He's an impressive young man.
Well, he is. Of course, we know all four grandparents. They're all dear friends of ours. Of course, my brother and his wife, but also on the other side of the family, Andrew's parents as well. And yet, Nathan is a very impressive man.
What do you make of a journey like this that he's been through and is going through?
Well, I don't think... Let me put it this way. The Lord doesn't spare us, because we're Christians, from some of the most difficult and horrible things. We are all praying, of course, for a great miracle, but what Nathan has passed through already is terrible. But what I've noticed in so many cases, and in this one also, is that as we pass through these very, very difficult moments, the Lord himself... It's as if he sends us signals or gives us... He gives us moments, he gives us providences, he gives us gifts, as if to say, I'm still here, I have not left you, I am with you, I will not forsake you. And I've noticed it again and again. I think your earlier caller, had that experience.
Mm.
And all I can say is that it's very difficult... But the Lord's presence is very precious.
Mm. Peter, what I might do is I might put you back to our switchboard and we might just see if we can clean that line up a little bit. It's a bit crackly and then we'll come back in a moment and ask you a couple more questions about these treasures in the Moore College Library. That's Con Campbell and the Gospel According to Groove. That's the track Friday Night Prayer Meeting. 2CH 1170, Magic 2CH, 27 minutes past 10. Dominic Steele here this evening. And look, we're talking to Dr. Peter Jensen, the Anglican the former Anglican Archbishop of Sydney. And Dr. Jensen, before you were Archbishop, when you were Principal of Moore College, I'm guessing during your time you spotted some treasures tucked away in private in the library there that there's a bit of a chance of them now coming out into the public. tell us about that.
Well, it's so, Dominic. Of course, Moore College is one of our very oldest academic institutions. It goes back to the founding of the University of Sydney and so forth,
yep.
Almost contemporaneous. But more important than that, the Moore College Library contains such treasures as, for example, a book that travelled here on the first fleet.
Right.
Now, there are other such books, but we have one of them.
Yeah.
A book that was the possession of Richard Johnson, the first chaplain.
Mm-hmm.
That is very unusual. But we also have a book which, the very first book that was published for New South Wales by... Richard Johnson, published in England, but written and published for New South Wales.
So what's that book about?
Well, it's just an address to the inhabitants of New South Wales from the chaplain.
Right. Okay.
You can imagine. But even more exciting than that, we have the remnants of the first lending library for Australia.
Really?
70 books that were put together by Samuel Marsden, actually. Put together by Samuel Marsden and brought here in 1810 and there in the Moore College Library.
And so, I mean, as well as chaplain, he was the librarian, the first librarian.
Well, he had broad interests. It is a shame that he's so frequently just thought of as the flogging parson, whatever that may mean. But he had very broad interests. He was an extraordinary man. And it's a shame that people don't know more about him. But one of the things he did was he went around England and he got books, not just theological books, but books on farming and things like that, and put them together as a library, a lending library.
I'm just looking at the website that's just been put together, treasures.more.edu.au.
Yes, people can look it up under the, tell it to us
yeah,
again.
Yeah, it's treasures.more.edu.au, and more, of course, spelt M-O-O-R.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And just Google it, and you can look it up.
And so, tell us some of the other ones that I mean, I guess while you were principal, you kind of knew these were hidden away in a box somewhere, did you?
Well, yes, I knew they were there, and we were always very proud of them. But the moment has come for this to be. We're just building a new library. We're building a magnificent new library, and we're going to bring these treasures out in a way that we weren't able to before, and have some on display. And accessible. I mean, there's another lovely one that we have, and that is that the Reverend Dr. Frank Cash lived in Lavender Bay while the bridge was being built. And every day he took a photo of the bridge.
Oh.
And I think there's something like 10,000 of these glass slides in the library.
Of the building of the Harbour Bridge?
The building of the Harbour Bridge.
Right.
So what we're dealing with here is something that's absolutely integral to the history of our state and our nation, actually, in the oldest theological, one of the oldest academic institutions in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And these treasures, and that's what they are, I mean, there's also a book there, for example, that was printed in 1473, and now printing was only in...
Well, I was going to say, isn't that prior to the printing press?
Not quite, but it's one of the earliest printed books. For example, there's other things there that just take the mind, you know, take the breath away. Books that are connected with famous people in history who have given books to the colony of New South Wales. There's manuscripts like Samuel Marsden's sermons, but other things as well. It is an extraordinary collection that people will be interested in, whether they're interested in Christian theology or not. And we need to preserve it, and we need to feature it. We need to make it accessible to scholars, and it's just something that we all have an interest in making sure that it is well kept, well preserved, and well presented.
And so at the moment, these are sort of in a storeroom, but when the new building opens, you're hoping that they'll come out into the public?
Yes, not all of them, but there will be a display of significant ones and presumably a moving display where fresh stuff will come in from time to time. So they'll be available and you can come and have a look at some of these extraordinary treasures that are held.
And in the meantime, treasures.more.edu.au.
Yes, yeah. And people will find at the end of it an invitation to donate and help towards it. And I am utterly shameless in using your program to say tonight to people listening that if you wish to give towards it as a sort of a way of helping preserve these treasures for our nation, then by all means, click onto that website and find out how to do it.
Great. Thanks for talking to us tonight, Dr. Jensen.
Thank you, Dominic.
That's the former Archbishop of Sydney, Dr. Peter Jensen. 2CH 1170.